Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce cost and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/strange. 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 Strangers. You know that nothing fascinates us so much as the startling stories of real people. The mostly ordinary people who, at some point in their lives, have experienced the extraordinary. That's why we love the podcast, What Was That Like? Each week, host Scott Johnson interviews people who've had amazing experiences, like the man who won $100,000 on Wheel of Fortune, or the woman who sent a text to a wrong number and eventually married the person who received it. With episode titles like Diana Survived a Plane Crash, James Spent 35 Years in Prison, Ramon's Wife Hired a Hitman to Kill Him, and Samantha Only Sleeps Every 8 Days, well, let's just say there's something for everyone. Topics run the gamut from true crime to humor to fascinating explorations of the human experience. And each episode features the person who actually experienced the situation, telling the story of what happened firsthand. Scott, the host, is our guide. He's here to let the story happen. And with many episodes, including archival tape like 911 audio from the scene, it's truly an immersive experience. Speaking of experiences, I just finished listening to the episode Michael Survived an Avalanche. It's told from the perspective of a filmmaker named Michael who was at Mount Everest Base Camp when an earthquake triggered a deadly avalanche that engulfed everything in its path, including Michael and his crew. It's an incredible, intense story. Today, we're going to play you a trailer for What Was That Like? And we think you're going to love it. You'll hear a few clips from past shows to give you an idea of what to expect. Often bizarre, sometimes harrowing, occasionally happy, and always surprising true stories, told firsthand by the people who experience them. If you like the podcast as much as we do, be sure to subscribe on your app of choice and check out the website, whatwasthatlike.com.
Do you know someone who survived a plane crash? Have you ever met anyone who was attacked by a grizzly bear? Have you ever heard anyone tell the story of being shot in a mass shooting? Well, you're about to. I'm Scott Johnson, and I want to introduce you to the podcast that I host called What Was That Like? Every episode is a conversation with a regular person who's been through some type of extremely unusual situation. I find these people, and they come on the show and tell the details of what happened firsthand. But rather than just tell you about it, I'll play you some clips from a few past episodes. In episode 56, I spoke with Leslie, who lives in Nashville. At that time, there was some major flooding in that area, and her house was right in the middle of the rising waters. Her garage was actually on fire because of a broken gas line, so she had to get out quickly, but everything was underwater. Then a stranger showed up on an old jet ski.
He ended up coming up to the house and you've got to get on. You've got to get on the jet ski. Well, here he is. It's a winterized jet ski, old jet ski. So it's got water in it. He weighs over 200 pounds. Then my friend Billy, who has been helping me these 3 days, he weighs around the same amount. I weigh around 160 pounds. Then we've got a 25 pound dog and a 10 pound dog. So we all load up on this jet ski. He tries to start it once. He tries to start it a second time. It's not starting. He starts it the third time and boom, the front end of the jet ski goes up in the air. We're so weighted down, we're not going anywhere. Put, 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 here we go. We get from maybe away from the front porch and we get onto the street, which is not very far. I'd say maybe 10, 15 feet. And kaboom! The whole house blows. My hair catches on fire. I've got the dog. He's trying to hold on. None of us can breathe because the oxygen is feeding the fire. And, you know, things are blowing past the house.
Episode 69 was with Kira. She was walking to work, and it was completely dark because it was around 3 a.m. She was attacked by a man who was armed with a knife. This episode includes the desperate phone call she made just as she was running away from her attacker.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Noonlight calling. We received an alarm from your
device. Please help me. Please help me.
What's wrong?
Somebody pulled a knife on me and asked to see my kids. And then he has to touch them. And I'm running and I don't know where it is.
Okay, can you get to someplace where there's someone at? I'm going to go ahead.
No, there is nobody out here. I'm in downtown Portland. There's nobody out here.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send the police. I have your location.
Are you still tracking me?
Yes.
Please stay with me.
Okay, hold on one moment. I have someone dispatch. Give me just a moment.
I can't hold anymore.
I need you to dispatch on this Noonlight. Someone pulled a knife on her. She's running right now. She's on the phone with me.
I see your legs.
Try to get to the Chevron. Can you see the Chevron? Get to the Chevron.
Ms.
Hello?
Kira?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, an ambulance passed me, but there's nobody. There's nobody. There's nobody. I don't know where this guy is.
Okay. Take some deep breaths. Did you stop running or are you still running?
I can't run anymore. I can't.
Okay, so you buy the Chevron?
I buy the Chevron, but I'm scared of just standing here.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. My co-worker's on the phone with the police right now. She's by the Chevron. Someone pulled a knife on her and they're chasing her.
He touched me. I can't believe I have a stun gun in my hand and I couldn't do anything. I was paralyzed.
And even though every episode is a really unusual true story, they're not all dark or tragic. A recent episode was with Danny, who lives in New York City. One day he was on the subway and he was running late. He was in a rush to get to the stairs and get up to the street, but then he noticed something.
So I was going through a station, going through the gate. I noticed on the ground to my left against the wall was a bundle. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, and all I saw was two little legs sticking out. It looked like a doll. So I'm thinking some little girl left her doll on the ground. And I was like, wonder if she's around. But I continue to walk and I'm starting to go up the stairs to exit to the outside. And I glance back one more time. And when I did, his legs moved. So I knew it wasn't a doll and I rushed down the stairs. I loosened this dark sweatshirt that he was wrapped up in. Made sure he was breathing okay. I could tell, he had no clothes on, but I could tell that it was an infant. It was He was newborn. I didn't know exactly how old he was at the time, but he still had, the reason why he was, I knew he was a newborn because he still had, the umbilical cord was still partially intact. So it had been cut, but it had been, I could tell that it was a relatively new baby.
For a lot of the stories, you'll hear the actual 911 call that was made at the time of the incident. That's real life, and it feels like you're hearing the story happen right in front of you. Like the episode where Cammy told about the time she escaped from a mass shooting.
There's been a shooting at the Route 91 festival.
Where exactly are you located?
I'm located right out front of the main stage, and my friend has been shot, I think. We can't really move her. There's
where exactly are you located? Where exactly are you located?
It's at the, oh my God, they're still shooting.
Do you see the shooter?
No, I think he's on that, on the street side. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Where exactly are you?
So if you're like me and you love hearing bizarre, intense, true stories that are told firsthand by the person who went through it, I think you're going to love this podcast. Again, it's called What Was That Like? And there are currently almost 100 episodes to binge. And each one is a story that you'll never forget. You can find What Was That Like on any podcast app, including Spotify, or at the website, whatwasthatlike.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.